Chapter 2. A Sheep. I was not hurt, but I could not start the plane again. I was alone in the desert, and I did not have much water. I had to work on the plane quickly. That night, I slept on the sand. Then, the next morning, I was very surprised. I woke up and I heard a voice.
"Draw me a sheep, please," the voice said.
"What?" I said.
"I want you to draw me a sheep," said the voice.
I opened my eyes and I jumped up. A boy with golden hair stood next to me. I was very surprised to see him because we were in the middle of a desert in Africa. We were alone in a desert, but he did not look frightened. This is my picture of the boy. It is not very good. I never learned to draw very well. "What are you doing here?" I said. It was difficult to speak because I was surprised. He laughed quietly, but he did not answer me. He said again,
"Please draw me a sheep."
"I'm good at lots of things, but I'm not very good at drawing," I said.
"It doesn't matter," he said slowly. "You can draw me a sheep."
"I can't draw sheep," I said, "but I can draw this." I drew him my picture number one, the drawing of the snake with the whole elephant inside it.
"No, no, I don't want a picture of an elephant inside a snake," he said. "At home, everything is very small, and elephants are too big. I need a sheep."
Then he said again,
"Draw me a sheep."
Again, I was very surprised, and I drew a sheep. He looked at it, then he said,
"No, this sheep doesn't look very well. Try again."
I drew a second sheep. The boy looked at it and he smiled.
"This isn't a sheep," he said. "This is a ram. I can see the horns on its head. Try again."
I drew the sheep again, and I did not put any horns on its head. But he did not like that drawing because the sheep looked too old.
"I want a young sheep," he said. "I want the sheep to live for a long time."
I did not want to draw another picture because I wanted to work on my plane. Then I thought hard and I drew this picture very quickly. "The sheep lives in this box," I said to him. He looked closely at the picture. Then I was surprised because he laughed.
"This is very good," he said. "Will the sheep eat a lot of grass?"
"Why?" I asked.
"Because at home, everything is very small, and there isn't much grass, he said.
It'll be fine, I said. The sheep is very small. He looked again at the picture and he said,
She's small, but she isn't very small, he said.
Then he said,
Look, she's sleeping.
I thought, this boy understands my pictures.